what you've done for me. Oh, I don't think you realize.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's 10:37 here in Pensacola. Beautiful Thursday morning. You're almost to the weekend. Hang in there. We're almost there. We're having a great morning. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I am here with Miss Tricia Sheridan with Pensacola State College, my college. I graduated there in 2015 from the dental hygiene program.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great college. They offer so many things. If you want to join in our conversation, you can call or text 437-1620. We would be happy to hear from you this morning. We are talking about, let's see, continuing education.
Yes.
So you can get continuing education, CEs, at PSC. That's great. I know in my past career, I had to get CEs every 2 years to keep my license, so that's great. So tell me a little bit about what you offer at PSC with continuing education.
So we offer a lot. Continuing education, that term is really an all-encompassing title. Generally speaking, we're the department that provides learning opportunities that are not for credit.
Okay.
So when you're referring to continuing education units and things like that, that's handled in another department.
Okay. Like so this is, thank you for clarifying that. Good. Okay.
There's several different departments at PSC.
It's huge. You get lost.
Absolutely.
I remember my first day of class for statistics. And you're so scared you're going to miss, you know. I always scouted out the day before.
Did you?
It's such a big campus. Yes. I'm like, okay, it's going to be in that building at that door, so you're not late.
You started off with a bang with statistics.
Oh. I literally filled a whole notebook. An entire notebook was filled with notes. Passed, did good, but let me tell you, it was a lot of effort. Yes, statistics is great.
Sounds like you're a good student.
Thank you. I'm trying. So you were telling me you have continuing education for all ages. I see from 1 year old to 100.
Yeah, I think that's what surprises a lot of people when they hear about continuing education, in that, you know, people usually think of Pensacola State College as adult learners, but in the continuing education department, we've got it all. We've got classes for little bitty babies in the pool. So our youngest participant in the program is right now 6 months.
Oh,
and yeah,
fun.
That's a fun class
for
to
swimming.
Watch. Yes,
oh,
yes, the mommy and me classes. And then our oldest participant in our continuing education department was 98 years old.
Oh,
so
fun.
We've got a range of courses and classes and opportunities for people to participate in at any age level, really. So it's an exciting department, being able to meet everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And are these classes that you pay for?
They are paid for.
Okay, so it's not free classes. These are classes that you would sign up for and take. And then where would they go to look for these classes?
So just this year, we're excited. We've launched a new online registration program. So you are able to look at all of the classes, sign up for the classes, pay for the classes, all one stop. So if you go to, or if participants want to take a class, they would go to CE, as in continuing education, .pensacolastate.edu.
ce.pensacolastate.edu.
Yep, it's all.
So if you
there.
Hear something you want to do, we're going to go over some classes. And like she said, it's from 1 year to 100 years, or actually less than a year.
Yeah,
less than a year old. We have that's great that you offer swimming lessons here for that little.
We do. We have a wonderful aquatics program. Kay Miller's been the director for many years. We also offer gymnastics for young children.
Oh,
so
fun.
We've got our one-year-old starting in that class, and we've got almost 250 students with our Panhandle Perfection Gymnastics program on campus. And in fact, that program is so popular with the children and families that we're going to be expanding to the Milton campus coming this
good.
Fall. So we're excited about that addition.
Now, where are all your campuses at?
There's a lot, isn't there?
They're
everywhere, yes. So I'm housed on the Pensacola campus, mm-hmm. which is the 9th Avenue property. We also have a campus way out in Milton. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, that is a center in Milton, but we also have a campus way out in Century.
Yes,
I
passed that one.
Serving those good folks out there. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Warrington campus on the west side of Pensacola. And as I previously mentioned, we've got the Milton campus. I'm sorry. center as well.
And the Warrington ones where the sciences are, aren't they? Like nursing school,
hygiene your dental
school.
Hygiene.
Yes, yeah. I had to go out
wonderful
there.
Wonderful nursing program.
It's a beautiful campus, though. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful out there.
State of the art out there.
So we have continuing education over at PSC for from all ages. And it says, fun history fact, in September of 1957, students started attending classes on 9th Avenue campus. Soon after that, the administration, science, fine arts, and the libraries were added. Because of the growth of the college, a new objective for the institution was added to the original six, and that was to provide a program of non-credits enrichment course of general interest. And that was the beginning of what we are talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. So 1957. So,
well, 1957 is actually when most people know Pensacola State to be as the 9th Avenue campus. But we first started classes on September 13th in 1948. And at that time, we were downtown. There was a building on the corner of Palafox and Cervantes, actually. A little bit of history for you. And that's where the first class was. But as the junior college at that time, it was PJC, expanded, they bought an 80-acre parcel of land on 9th Avenue. And that's where we are now. And it's taken off from there.
Nice. And how many, it says, how many people does your department typically serve?
It, continuing education department is a very busy department. To date for this fiscal year, meaning July 1st to now, we've seen over 4,000 participants.
Oh, wow.
Those babies all the way through the seniors come through our doors. And so it's a very busy, dynamic department. We get to meet a lot of people and serve the community, which is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And what are some exciting things coming up? I see you have a tennis program that's starting.
We do. That is starting in about a week. We are going to have a tennis celebration next Friday, May 12th. We're excited because our USTA Florida service rep, George English, is going to be in the area to help us launch our new program. We're collaborating with Tighten Up Tennis to start providing tennis lessons and the ever-popular pickleball.
Oh, yeah, so that is getting popular.
Well. Yeah, we just launched those classes, and actually pickleball is that class is maxed out already. So
really?
We're excited.
Oh,
yes,
that's fun.
We're very excited. We've also received a couple grants this year from USTA, so we're grateful for their backing and their support. They know we're going to be able to implement a high-quality program out there. So,
oh, fun. And when does the program start?
Our clinics for men and women start next Friday on May 12th. We've got clinics for intermediate level. We'll have cardio clinics and then, as I mentioned, the pickleball. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we're going to start getting the little ones out there too. So we're going to start small this summer with one camp for our 5 to 8-year-old students in June, and then in July, the 9 to 12ers will be out there playing some tennis. So
great. That's exciting. And where would they go? They would go to cpensacolastate.edu to sign up.
One stop shop. It's all there.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you would like to join our conversation, it's 437-1620. You can call or text. I am with Miss Tricia Sheridan with Pensacola State College. We're talking about continuing education for all ages. We have, let's go over a little bit of what you do offer. We said swimming, tennis. What are some other things that you offer?
Well, I think a lot of people think of continuing education as fun classes, which we do offer that. We've got an incredible lineup, everything from training your dog to the basics of painting and drawing. But I think there's another component that's really important of what we do there, and we offer things like adulting kinds of classes, life skill classes.
Oh,
so
that's
for
great.
Example, one of the classes we launched this spring was carpentry classes. So participants can sign up for a 4-week-long class that meets on Tuesday nights, and they are in the Pensacola State carpentry shop. So they have access to these amazing resources. And so our instructor walks them through, helps them learn hand tools, power tools, that sort of thing. And then the second half of the class enables the participants to come back and actually use the tools and work on projects. So to me, that's a phenomenal resource to the community because, you know, to have an entire workshop at your disposal of that quality is a good thing. So people can come learn life skills and how to repair their home and that kind of thing. We also provide some really valuable classes to the community. For example, our guardianship class, it's a state mandated class. Pensacola State College is the only one in the area to offer it. So we, at a very reasonable price, and so we get people coming from all over the state to attend, and that's completely supported by volunteers in the community. And so that's a really valuable class for our participants.
Absolutely.
But we also have fun things too, like our motorcycle endorsement class. So if you're interested in riding a motorcycle, you got to get that special endorsement. You come to Pensacola State College.
Yeah.
Southern Motorsports will take care of you. So it's a wide range. We do the fun, but we also do the serious and meaningful things that the community needs.
Yeah, there's academic enrichment. Head on over. Go to ce.pensacola.edu. It's going to come up with all the things that they offer. It's really great. Continuing education, personal enrichment for the community. I love that statement. They have academic enrichment, swim classes, art, hobbies, and DIY, which I think is really good that you have the hobbies and DIY. It shows someone changing a tire.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how to. I mean, I kind of know from seeing how to do it from other people doing it, but I would love to go and do my own thing and learn how to change my own tire and just things that maybe you didn't learn growing up. And that you need
That's
to know?
Exactly right. Some of the shop classes, home ec classes, you know, they're not really offered that much anymore. And so those
right.
adulting and life skill kinds of things are falling by the wayside. So we're here to teach you. We'll help
Absolutely.
You out.
It looks like so much fun. Like she said, there's also language and writing, test prep. That's definitely needed around this time of year.
Yes.
I know my niece was prepping for finals, and that's no fun, but definitely taking those classes will help you get organized on maybe how you learn and how you need to help study. So that's always a positive when it comes to college. You want to learn Spanish, Italian, different things, sign language. So, man, you offer a lot. It's great. Get on over there, ce.pensacola.edu. You're welcome to join this conversation at 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Tricia Sheridan with me with Pensacola State College. So let's talk about Kids College.
Oh boy, this is an exciting program that falls under the continuing education umbrella. And this is my first year in the department, so I'm really excited for what's to come. Kids College is a program for kids, obviously, mm-hmm. that happens over the summer months. We start it the day after school gets out, and we run right up until school starts in August. And this year is going to be our 33rd year.
Yeah.
of offering high-quality camps to children in the community. And so this has been a really fun thing for me to be a part of and see take shape. We just had a staff meeting this week, and all of the instructors are really excited and energized to provide, you know, the camps that they've planned. So it's really fun. In fact, because we're in our 33rd year, we're starting to see the second generations, you know, coming back into the program. And that's really rewarding. I had a call the other day from a grandparent who had their child enrolled when they were young, and now the grandchild is coming to spend the summer with her. And
Aww.
So she's coming back to Pensacola State Kids College.
Yay.
So it's a wonderful thing for the community, and the community supports us as well. Our enrollment's pretty strong and selling out in some classes, so we're excited for that.
Is this something they go to all day, like a camp?
Yes, they can go all day. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have extended care hours. So if you are a working family mm-hmm. and need full-time care through the summer, that definitely fits the bill because our hours are from 7 to 5:30.
Oh, okay.
But our content time is for 3.5 hours in the morning from 8:15 to 11:45. That's the a.m. morning session. And then the afternoon session is another 3.5 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
And so parents can sign up, or family members can sign their children up to take only a morning session, only an afternoon, or like I said, they're welcome to stay all day.
Yep. Oh, yep. Very good. And where do they go to sign up for this?
okay, you're going to go to, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
CE.
Oh, it's the same one.
PensacolaState.edu.
It's made
all,
it easy.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was the same page.
Yep. If you go to that same website and just look at the top banner, you'll see Kids College. And it'll
there
take
it
you
is.
Right there. Yes.
Man.
Tried to make it
if it was a
simple
spider, it would have bit me. There it is, Kids College. Yay. So go here, which I might need to look into this myself. So I'm excited you're here this morning.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow. They got Best of the Coast in 19. Oh, goodness. Like 4 or 5 winners. That's awesome. PSC voted Best Summer Camp for 5 years running.
We're going to do it again, too.
Absolutely, you are.
We've got some exciting things, too, in case you are going to be enrolling someone there this summer. We have increased our programming to have more of a cultural or global focus. Mm-hmm. And so we've got our Spanish lessons for kids. We're going to have music and dance from around the world and many, many art classes focusing on the different countries around the world. And that's one thing that I'm really excited to share is that we've got this incredible collaboration going on with a nonprofit here in the area called the Global Corner. And they are a language and cultural center, and their mission is to spread global awareness. And they're already going into all the public schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa throughout the year, sharing information. But with our collaboration, they are sharing all of their resources, their materials, their library with us, and providing instructors to come out and teach what they're an expert in. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for these community collaborations that we've got going on and how it's going to support the program and hopefully, you know, give our kids a view of the bigger picture of a mm-hmm. more global perspective.
I love that. And what I like about what you offer is it really is an enrichment for the children during the summer. They're not just out there, you know, eating candy and running
yes.
around sweating. It's like they get education in a fun way.
Absolutely.
With your college, but they also get to have a lot of fun during the summer. So it's still structured.
There
and it's great to have structure in the summer with children because it'll be much easier come school year.
Yes. Structure is important for children. Predictability is important mm-hmm. for kids throughout their day. But all of our classes are really hands-on.
Good,
they're
yeah.
engaged mm-hmm. Actively in what they're learning. So I think that's the key. You know, kids are whole body learners. So they've
got to be
doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So.
My daughter would love some art classes all year long.
Well, let me tell you, we have one called
art.
Unicorn and Glitter. So I know
oh,
a lot
wait.
Of the little ladies.
Unicorn
are
and glitter. Let's
that
write this down.
Down.
If I said you're going to Unicorn and Glitter this summer, she'd be like, sign me up.
See you, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Going
See
to
you
kids
later.
College.
Kids college. That's so great. Fun, too. Like, you're going to go to college. My
yes.
daughter would be looking at me sideways. What?
And actually, it is an interesting thing for many. It's their first exposure to
oh,
a
yeah.
college campus.
Uh-huh.
So it's good for everybody in the family, you know,
and that gets them super excited, you know, definitely.
Absolutely. And actually, it's funny that you should mention that because I have another class planned this summer. There's a few weeks where we're offering a camp called Be a PSC Pirate.
Oh, fun.
Pete the Pirate is our mascot. Mm-hmm. And that camp is going to spend time every day moving around the campus through the different buildings and getting exposure to all the ins and outs mm-hmm. of how the campus operates and all the unique things that happen. So one day they are going to have an experience in the Anna Lamar Switzer Gallery and receiving really interesting art historian or historical lesson, and then completely switch gears, and they're going to be going to the other side of the campus and visiting the vet center, and they may or may not be running through a cadence, and they'll be taught how to fold a flag. So it's
fun.
Going to be something different and exciting and a sneak peek into the campus every day. So I wish the parents could come along too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just for the kids this year.
So you can sign up. So let's talk about this. They can have a different experience every week.
Absolutely.
So they could do maybe unicorns and glitter 1 week and then maybe be a PSC pirate the next week. So you can sign
yes.
them up like that?
Yep. Someone that's enrolling for all 12 weeks of the program, if they look at our schedule, their child will be able to take a different class in the morning session and in the afternoon the entire summer.
Wow.
So there's a really, really wide variety of camps that we've planned in order to keep the kids stimulated because, you know, nobody likes to do the same thing over and over and over again in the summer. So it's going to be an engaging program no matter how many weeks you come.
If you're still looking for summer care, head on over to ce.pensacolastate.edu. You know why? Because I'm not on that anymore. I clicked over. I was like, wait, it's Kids College, PensacolaState.edu too. You can go there as well. And sign up. And I'm going to myself look at all the stuff you offer. I think it's a great opportunity for kids. It keeps them engaged. It keeps them focused all summer. They can learn all new skills this summer. And so I think it's a great way if you're going to have to pay for childcare or if you're not, you know, this is just something you want to do for fun. But I know a lot of working families, put them in a place where they're going to learn new skills and grow. Their mind's going to grow. They won't get sedentary this summer and then have to kick it all back in come August.
No brain drain here.
No brain drain
Pensacola
here.
Pensacola State College, Kids College.
They keep
they're
them
learning.
Super engaged. Do they have a phone number they can call us? 484-1797 if they need to for any questions.
Our wonderful admin assistant, Vicki Goley, will be able to help them in every way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening. If you're just now tuning in, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We're talking to Tricia Sheridan with Pensacola State College. We were talking about continuing education from all ages from 0 to 100. All the fun things they have. They said they have a six-month-old in swim classes, so that's so cool. If you have a question, 437 or comment 1620, you are welcome to shout it out to us. We will get with you. We also want to talk about how else you serve the community and what other ways.
We are very much a community-driven program. So many times we'll get calls in the office asking for specific classes. And when we have enough of a demand, we know, you know, that's something that we need to plan for. So we serve the community in that way. We're very responsive. So I would encourage someone that's listening, if they're interested in a class and not sure if we offer it or not, or have an idea to take, or they want to teach. We're always looking for qualified adjunct instructors, so please give us a call. There's other ways that we serve the community. For example, next Tuesday, May 9th, is National Fentanyl Awareness Month.
Oh, that's a big deal
right now. Yes, it's such an important topic for this community to be looking at and talking about. So we are collaborating with another nonprofit in the area called Hope Above Fear.
Okay.
They are going to be out on the Pensacola campus over in parking lot R, so right near the planetarium, right across the street from Taco Bell. If you know where Taco Bell is, you will find us. So they will be out there sharing information, and we'll be there as well supporting the community. So we'd love to have people to come out.
And tell me again when that is.
That is next Tuesday, May 9th, National Fentanyl Awareness Day, from 12 to 4 p.m.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for joining me. We learned so much this morning about Pensacola State College and what they offer. If you need to, head on over to ce.pensacolastate.edu for more information about what they offer. Thank you, Tricia, for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. And tune back in tomorrow. We have a whole new show for you.